We're recording.
Yeah, have you started recording? Okay. Jaap will be joining as well.
Excellent. Okay, this is a meeting of the CCNSO Delegations Redelegations Working Group in ICANN Cartagena. And firstly, I think, can we just go round the table and record names as to who's present?
Can you speak closer to the mics?
Sure, I can. Starting with Stephen. The
big green button. Big
Stephen Derhake, AS Domain Registry.
Good morning, everyone. Laurent Ferrali from the French Ministry of Economy.
Good morning, Suzanne Sen. I'm one of the two GAC liaisons.
And for the record.
Christina Nordström, I'm in the CCNSO Secretariat.
Gabriela Szetek, also CCNSO Secretariat.
Yangonmi.kr.
Annabeth Lange.no.
Keith Davidson.
StefanJohnson.se.
Sorry. Keith Davidson, chair of the group.
Into the microphone.
Bernie Turcotte, Secretariat.
Bart Boswinkel, Secretariat.
NigelRoberts.gg and .je.
Patricio Bablete, Nick Chile.
ChristoSpain.au.
Vivam Pisan, Nazare.
Paulos Nyananda.mw.
And noting observers at the back of the room or the side of the room, Mike Pelage and John Lawrence. Thank you. Are there any apologies?
Martin Boyle.
Any other apologies, Christina, Gabby? And we're expecting Jaap at some stage. And on the bridge we have Eberhardt. Anyone else? No? Okay. Is it the feeling of all present that the those present are properly recorded, and apologies also? I'll take silence as a assent. Confirmation of the agenda. Just quickly looking down the agenda, we just have to confirm our last meeting report. We have the second review of the redelegations without the consent of the incumbent operator report. This, in theory, could be our last review, but I think we will actually hold off and have, or my view is that we should have one more meeting to finalise this document before we go public, and I don't think that we'll have time today to fully resolve the issues. So preempting that, I think we'll treat this as a second but not final review of the document. And we have a couple of one identified outstanding issue, and still some discussion on whether the final recommendation should be a PDP or not. Then there's a draft timetable going forwards, suggesting some meeting times that I think we'll get to after the report. Is there anything anyone wishes to add to the agenda? Any other issues that are not covered? If not, I'll take that as confirmation of the agenda. Just looking at the meeting report for the last call on 24th November, we had the attendees confirm the agenda. We approved the final report on delegations, fifth round. We finalised the redelegation with consent report on the fourth round. We finalised the progress report, and we discussed issues relating to the complex redelegations. Is there any issues or problems relating to this record of the meeting? Okay, by that process I'll consider it adopted as the official record of that meeting. And we'll move on to the redelegations without consent document, and I'll hand over to Bernie to walk us through the changes or issues that still remain to be resolved.
Well, I don't think there were really any issues. We were after the meeting, we came up with the consent and informed consent discussion, and I have not changed the document on that part. Oops. I should probably put it up. That would help. Okay. And then there's the question of the recommendation. So as far as I know, all the other little adjustments, including the title of the document, have been made as per our last discussion. And those are the two remaining points that I'm aware of.
Just to add to that, Nigel, who was one of the working group members who had some issues with the, or wished to develop something to do with consent, Nigel and I have taken the opportunity while we've been here to get some wording that was perhaps agreeable to the two of us. And Nigel, do you want to firstly tell us what those words are, and then we can open it up for some discussion as to whether that might be an acceptable kind of statement of what we've determined consent to be for the purposes of these documents.
Well, excuse me, I think I'd rather than read the words out, I think I'd just like to speak to the idea. Can we put the words on the... No, I need to be closer.
Yes.
Okay, maybe I just need to shout. Rather than literally read the words out, which I haven't got handy, but if we can put them on the screen, and if that's possible. Keith? Okay, no, there's no rush on this. I'll just speak to the general content. I mean, we started out by really a strong wish from Eberhard, who, as he's reminded us on a couple of occasions, has professional medical experience in lots of the complex aspects of consent. It seemed that we did need to put some kind of explanatory memorandum either in a footnote or or possibly in a separate document at some later stage. And then a number of people started to talk about the idea of guns to people's heads and this kind of thing.
As a principle,
yes. And it became clear in discussing this with Keith, just one-to-one, that we don't really want to legislate what is informed or voluntary or mistaken consent or lack of consent precisely at this stage, because effectively this is the backward-looking document. We're looking at the situation of where we are now and how we got there over the past. I have quite a long form of words which I came up with, which I think would be better discussed within either a PDP, if that's what we decide upon, or within the guidelines for interpretation. And I won't bring that long form of words out, but Keith and I yesterday came up with a short form of words on consent, and we're, I think, struggling still to get them on the screen. But I think what we need to do with consent is to explain what consent is without saying whether it's informed or voluntary or coerced or mistaken, and it's simply agreement. So it's when the IANA receives a communication that appears to indicate that the outgoing manager has given his agreement to the proposed change to the IANA database. I think that's almost literally what we said, isn't it, Keith?
Well, read it. If you've got it there, Keith, why don't you read it out? Okay.
So anyway, that's the background.
In case it's not available to Eberhard yet, the suggestion is a footnote in both of the redelegation reports that consent means that the incumbent operator appeared to give their agreement to the requested change to the IANA database. The working group believes that the concepts of consent, voluntary, involuntary and informed, need to be further explored and clarified during the development of the framework of interpretation.
Whatever we call it.
Well, That's the phrase that we've used in the publicly available documents now, so it's what we need to stick with. So, opening the floor for discussion, is this an appropriate definition of what we interpreted consent to mean when we were looking at the ICANN redelegation reports, and is it accurate that we should be suggesting that for further work in this area that there needs to be further exploration and clarification around the concept of consent? Any discussion? Eberhard?
I think that if we use it for past consent, not for future, then I don't have no problems.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Well, that's what was exactly what we're saying. So you're fairly happy then, Eberhard? Any other comments, Patricia?
Yeah, I'm not happy, but I will not vote again. You're
less unhappy with the. Patricio.
Yeah, I agree with the proposal. I think at this stage what we need is an operational definition that will allow us to classify the cases, whether they are with consent or without, and any refinement of this is better left for a future stage.
Annabeth.
Just a question for the wording. Involuntary consent, that is forced consent, but isn't that the opposite of a consent?
Yes, but it's the concept of someone being, say, perhaps told by their government that the government has the right to take this, then consenting because they believe the government has the right to do it, and then later finding the government was not necessarily dealing with truth.
No, actually, that's not right. That is uninformed consent. Involuntary consent is effectively the gun to the head scenario, where you say you consent, but you have no choice. You have been forced, as you have said, to do that. But the concept, because you say you consent, that's why you use it for the.
If I can just add something to this. It may be that in different languages, the word consent translates to a different, slightly different concept, one of which includes the other. What we mean by consent here is agreement on its face without inquiring as to any further. So if the IANA receives the proposed document, then you're looking no further. The analogy is the guy who's mugged outside an ATM. He has withdrawn the money with consent and handed it over to the mugger because the mugger is pointing a gun or a knife at him. What we need to look at in the PDP or framework are what's known as vitiating factors. In other words, you've given your consent, but the consent is negatived because of the. And it's not just the gun to the head scenario. A mistake could just as easily be. Well, click the wrong button is actually a very good point, because at the future we will be hopefully dealing with an automatic system.
However, I think we're tending to stray into debating something that we are suggesting should be left for a later group. I think Bill, which I assume is Bill Simich, is seeking to ask a question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. I guess I'm going to sort of try and put up a left turn here for a minute, and I'm sorry I'm dropped this on the table so late in the game, but that's how it is. The issue that we really haven't addressed with this concept of consent is revocation. And to be honest, not having gone through all the documents with a fine-tooth comb, I'm not sure that maybe it's been addressed somewhere else. But it would seem to me that in a case like this, and looking at the language of RFC 1591 and ICP-1, that the only case in which there would be a redelegation without consent under the terms of those documents would be in the event of a revocation. And so I'm just kind of putting it out on the table as something that we probably should have been dealing with and probably should consider dealing with at this point in the game. And that might straighten out some of these issues of consent versus lack of consent, because under the RFC, as I read it, the only way a forced change in the delegated manager could happen would be following a revocation.
Okay. Thanks, Bill. Chris?
Bill, I think we're talking about two different things. It's arguable both ways, but let's just say for the sake of this discussion, you're right. The only way of doing it without consent is by revocation. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about it appearing to be by consent, but actually it not being by consent. We're saying there are, and without getting too complicated about it, there are three ways that it could look like it is by consent. One way is that it is actually by consent. The second way is that that consent was given by mistake or without being fully informed. Because you were not told. You were told, for example, that the Act of Parliament by which you are required to pass it over means this, and you were misled.
Yeah, like the French case.
So it's a different thing, I think.
Well, those are two items. But where's the issue of revocation?
It's not in the consent, which is what we're talking about right now. If what you're saying is, does this report deal with a this is just a working definition. And if what you're saying is, does this report have a working definition of revocation? Then no. If you're asking us to, is the report makes comment on revocation? No, but then it doesn't make comment on consent either. It just says that for the purposes of our use of the word consent, this is what we think it means. I'm not aware that there could be other definitions of revocation other than revocation.
Okay. So, trying to follow your logic, the case of a revocation would be a redelegation without consent?
No. Can I just bring us back to an issue of clarification? This issue came up because we decided on the titles for two reports. One was called redelegations with consent of the incumbent operator, and the second one was called redelegations without consent of the incumbent operator. And the original discussion was, did we at this point need to define what that word consent in the title of the document means? So this has no other meaning than helping clarify the title of the report. So I understand what you're saying, Bill, but it's not relevant to this debate. And all that we're trying to do is point to the issue that consent meant something when we analysed the redelegations that have occurred, and we're pointing out that it probably should be better defined going forwards. Okay, now I have over here, and then Patricia.
Okay, hi Bill, StefanJohnson.se. Just for argument, the argument took a left turn again now, but please explain what revocation is for us, non-original English speakers.
It's a, one might say, term of art in RFC 1591. Actually, as far as I recall, RFC 1591 doesn't actually spell out the concept of redelegation. It spells out two concepts, delegation and revocation. And the only way redelegation can happen, if you strictly interpret the words in RFC 1591, would be following a revocation or a cancellation of the assignment of the manager for cause, which is listed in the RFC. For example, misbehavior, bad management, technical management, and so on, and for no other reason. so I specifically bring up the word revocation as being a word that describes the actual redelegation without consent in the policy document that we've been reviewing.
Okay, I've got a speaking order. Patricio and then Nigel.
Okay. I believe that the various kinds of non-consent that Chris describes are not relevant at this point. We're saying that those should be discussed later. For our purposes, we just, as we said before, if there appears to be consent, then we take it as that for the purposes of classification and analysis. Now, given that, I understand, or my take on what Bill is saying is that the question is whether those cases of non-consent are exactly those that would be called revocation under the RFC. And my impression is that the answer is yes. I cannot imagine it. I don't know if in our case analysis there is an example of something that was redelegated without consent that is not a revocation. For our purposes, it's the same thing for the classification.
Okay. I've got a speaking order, Nigel. And I think also, just for the record, we should record for those present at the meeting that Bill Simich is on the bridge. Becky Burr is in the room, and Eric is in the room as well as a working group member. Becky?
Bill, my concern here is that the concept of revocation may encompass terminating the responsibility for registry operations, but it does not encompass any concept of giving that authority to someone else. And as far as I know, except in retirements, we have not had a situation where an authority has been withdrawn but no new authority. So even if you use the word revocation, you would still have to have another concept to address the issue that we're dealing with.
Well, I think we're in danger of having taken a left turn, getting away from what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the definition of one concept that appeared to need a definition. There may be other terms of art in RFC 1591 or in any document that we use that require definition and clarification. In fact, I'd be very surprised if there aren't, and I'd be very surprised if revocation wasn't one of them. But we're not dealing with that right now. We're pointing out what do we because it's very clear in this discussion, even this morning, that different people had different ideas of what consent means. Some people, me particularly, took a very literal interpretation that it simply means agreement, irrespective of how that agreement was reached and whether it was valid or not. Other people took the view that consent could only mean a valid consent, in other words, one where there was an absence of a vitiating factor. So what we've done is we've set out a definition here, which is actually a very short definition compared with the definition that I came up with that I think will be submitted to the full framework of interpretation. And this enables us to use in the titles of the two documents the word consent, because we've got here a statement of exactly what we now think it means. So if you want to talk about revocation, that's fine. I would again use this old mantra, which is nonetheless true, that you'd start with the ordinary plain meaning of the word. But we're not talking about revocation at this point, I don't think, anyway.
Thanks, Nigel. And just for the record, Dottie's just joined us in the room, another working group member. I see online, Bill, you've still got your hand up, and Eberhard, Bill.
Yeah, to the issue of the how we got to the point where we're looking for the concept of consent. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that what we're describing is how the ICON board has been doing redelegations irrespective of the definition or interpretation I have requiring first a redelegation and then revocation, and second a new delegation, which is the process as it's described in the RFC. But apart from my concept, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm interpreting the need for the use of the word consent is to describe how the board has been processing unfriendly or uncooperative or forced redelegations.
I think the very short answer is no, Bill, and I'll hand over to Chris, for who's enthusiastically wanting to respond.
Thank you so much. No, Bill. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Bill. You are wrong. We are putting this definition, this sort of footnote in, as Keith said, simply because we've called the report something, and we thought it was important that we gave at least a little bit of an explanation for those who are not necessarily involved in this on a day-to-day basis. This is purely an editorial addition to the document to be of assistance to those reading it as to what we meant when we said consent. It's not, we haven't had a discussion about all the different types of consent, in the same way that we haven't had a discussion about whether or not every redelegation that is not by consent is therefore by definition preceded by revocation. We're not doing that. We're just saying it would be useful for the public at large, ICANN at large public, to have that piece in the document.
And Chris,
can I respond?
Yeah. Before you do, Bill, it's very simple. We decided to split our report into two pieces and to put some things in one piece and some things in the other. And this is just an explanation of what we used to judge which went in box A and box B.
Yeah, and in fact, the dividing line was with consent or without consent, so it adds some value to therefore determine what that meant. Bill, and then Eberhardt, and then I think we really need to wind up this topic, so if we can't resolve it in a couple of minutes, we do need to move on.
Okay, my response is that, I understand the reasoning and don't disagree with it. On the other hand, I do think we need to put some time and energy, and I'm sort of reminding myself of that as well, into dealing with this concept of revocation as opposed to just treating everything as a redelegation.
I think that you're probably trying to second guess the next stage of work. That's not part of this working group's work.
If we're going to be talking about this framework, I believe it is part of the framework.
Yes. Saying there needs to be a framework.
Yeah, but Bill, the final recommendations that have come forward are suggesting that there needs to be a framework of interpretation for use in the future. It's not the property of this working group to start developing that framework of interpretation. That is a recommendation back to the CCNSO Council. The CCNSO Council will then accept or reject that advice, and if they accept it, then the work will start in actually creating that framework.
I guess what I'm saying is that we've given the Council an awful lot of research and an awful lot of material and put it into a context, and I would hope strongly that context would include this concept of revocation and delegation.
Well, in fact, I think it does. In section 3.6, it starts of
consent.
Of the consent document, it starts to talk about consent and therefore those issues. Anyway, I think we need to move on. Eberhardt.
Okay. We need to define how Bernie analyzed the report. What consent means in Bernie's analysis. Consent means an agreement by the incumbent operator that was communicated to IANA, which was voluntary and informed. Okay? So, for example, PITCAM, there is doubt whether it was whether it was voluntary. For .au, they said he didn't communicate, that's consent. The guy in Iraq who sits in jail said he's in jail, we can't reach him. That's not consent. So somehow we must put a definition in which is simple and explains what we considered the incumbent to agree, and what we considered situations where the domain name was redelegated without the incumbent to agree. And the more simple, the less words we use on that, the easier.
So you've agreed to the definition then, Everhart? Thank you. Okay, can we then perhaps, Bill, you and I should have a chat in a little more detail in coming days and see if we can find some resolution as well?
Okay.
Okay, and I think then we'll consider the issue not quite resolved at this stage and leave it on our agenda for our next call. And can we move on for a very, very short discussion on the current recommendations that have been included in the delegations with the redelegations without consent report? And there is some debate over whether we should stick with this recommendation, which is emulating the recommendation in the redelegation with consent report, or whether we should be recommending a PDP straight off. And I think at the last meeting we'd developed a clear consensus from the CCNSO members that the current recommendation that's on screen is acceptable, but there's still some dissent from non-CCNSO members of this working group. So can I ask for any debate as to why we shouldn't proceed with this resolution, with this recommendation as it stands? There's no debate. People are happy to move with the recommendation as it stands.
Don't push it.
No, we're not.
So
I think it's just what you call consent.
Is it voluntary consent, or is there somebody there? My brother is there holding a gun to your head, Bill.
And is it informed?
It's the difference between a consent of commission and a consent of omission.
It's voluntary, informed, and communicated.
Okay. Thank you very much, then. I think we will briefly revisit that on our next call, just in case there are other members on that call who may have some dissent. So we will visit it again briefly, even though I think technically this is our second reading and therefore could be our final. I'm not comfortable as chair that we've actually fully reached consensus, so we'll just test it again. Thank you. That leaves us to the plan going forward, and I did circulate to the list the dates or my recommendations of dates and procedures. And just looking through that, if we could schedule a call for the 16th of December at 0900 UTC to be the third reading of the Redel without consent report. And if we achieve full consensus at that point, publish on the 20th of December the consent report for public comment, circulate the draft, the first draft of the consolidated final report, remembering that we're bringing the four individual reports on retirement, delegation, redel with consent, redel without consent. So we'll draw those four reports together into a single consolidated final report, another call on the 27th of January to start reviewing that consolidated final report. And then we can at that point also start to review any public input into the four published reports. 3rd of February, have a second reading of the consolidated final report. and keep 10th of February in mind in case we need further work on that final report, and then a view to 14th February or thereabouts, publishing the consolidated final report for a full public comment period, with a view to closing, say, 10 days after ICANN San Francisco, so we can raise the report in San Francisco and still allow some time after San Francisco for public comment. Chris?
Thank you, Keith. Just two things. Patricio has pointed out that 0900 UTC is not one of our usual call times. No, I don't think so. 0600 is usual, and then I think it... Oh, so changing the system on us without mentioning... Yeah, okay. This is the third reading, so I'm not particularly worried about it, but as long as we don't start shifting things around too much, because I can't, you know, it's enough trouble keeping a diary together as it is, so especially for people like me and Becky who are fundamentally challenged in these matters.
Well, strangely, Bernie and I reach consensus, but perhaps you're right. Perhaps we should stick with the formula, otherwise it gets too hard. So yeah. Shall we go 0600 UTC for that first meeting, whichever. And we'll start our 8 hours.
Well, what's the next rotation?
Well, it's always plus 8 hours, so if we can move this to 0900, then the next one becomes 1700.
No, but that won't work for us, because then you start you I mean, I've got stuff in
okay,
my
back to 600.
Yeah. No, all I meant was if the last time we had a call, why don't we just rotate it 8 hours from there? Or is that too hard?
Oh, but our last two calls were at the same time.
Okay, fine. I'll shut up now.
Let's start fresh.
No problem.
0600 UTC and rotating eight hourly. I think in terms of this working group, in theory, we should have only three or at the most four more calls, and then our work is more or less finished.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to say was just to pick up the next step. I can't make any guarantees, but I will encourage the council in San Francisco to, even though the public comment period on the final report will still be open, and we'll obviously have a session on it in San Francisco, I'll encourage the council to actually deal with the next steps subject to the report closing, so that we don't have a circumstance where we have to wait months after the recommendations. So we'll see if we can't dovetail those things together and actually move on seamlessly is what I'm trying to get to.
Yes, and Chris, I think I could safely report on behalf of this working group that it's unlikely that there would be any contestation to the concept of the recommendations that are included in these reports. There may still be some ongoing tidying up and changing of the wording of the documents, but I think we're getting pretty firm resolution and pretty firm feedback from the community here in Cartagena that the recommendations are balanced and appropriate. Okay. Is there anything else? We do have a little bit of time, but we do need to vacate this room by midday. Any other discussion? Any other comments? Anything online? Okay, thank you all for your attendance and participation, and we'll talk to you later next week.
Thursday.
Thank you, bye.
December 16th, 0600 UTC.
Yep, we'll circulate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.